Hey, what is up, guys? Scott Lowe here. It is great to see you again. So today we're talking about... I totally forgot, because, you know, the subject depends on the day. What day is today? I totally got you. I didn't forget. No, that was just a little example. I know what today is. But if somebody asked you that in a conversation, would you know how to respond? Well, don't worry, because that's what we're talking about today. We're going to discuss the day of the week, the month, the date. Yeah, we're going to talk about how to talk about all of these different things, starting right now with that question. What day is today? Yep, that's how you ask. Pretty easy. And then to answer that question, you might say something like, for example, it's Tuesday, April 5th. It's Tuesday, April 5th. So important detail here, when we're talking about the date, we always use the ordinal numbers. For example, first, second, third, fourth, and so on, all the way up until 30th and 31st. And speaking of the date, do you know the name of all of the months in English? Well, I'm about to tell you right now. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. So something else you might say if you're talking about your birthday, for example, I was born on the 15th of October. Yeah, that's another way to talk about the date. You can say the 15th of October or October 15th. Those are both great options. Just remember to use the ordinal number 15th. And when in doubt, you can just remember that famous scene from Mean Girls when Aaron Samuels asks Katie Heron what day it is, and she says, what? It's October 3rd. Ordinal number 3rd. Now, when talking about your schedule, days of the week, things like that, you might say something like this. I go swimming on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I go swimming on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So number one, I would say to you, good for you, that's great. You're probably a very healthy person because swimming is excellent exercise. And number two, just remember that in English, the day of the week, the first letter is always capitalized. So Monday, capital M, Tuesday, capital T, and so on. Or maybe you might say to someone, I'm free next Thursday. Want to do something together? I'm free next Thursday. Want to do something together? So not this Thursday, but next Thursday. And to that question, I would respond, yes, absolutely, please. I'm super bored. But actually, I don't want to wait until next week to hang out. So maybe I would ask you, what are your plans for Saturday and Sunday? What are your plans for Saturday and Sunday? Yeah, the weekend, that's a great time to go for a hike. Just saying, if you're not busy, I'm down to go. Anyway, I think I already mentioned all the days of the week in my examples, but just to review, here they are again. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And that is how we talk about the days of the week, the month, the date, and all that good stuff. Great job, guys. Fantastic. And I will see you later. Peace out.
Later talk.